A lot of work to do for Monmouth to get themselves back into this football game. We rejoin you here after halftime. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti sitting up here in the press box at DeGaulle Field. Greg Buscomi spending some time with us at the half as well. A lot of question marks for Monmouth here in the second half. The biggest of how to get themselves back into this football game. They trail right now 21-3 and will have to kick off to the Red Flash. Lucas Santangelo will come on and look to boom this football away. Spotted at the 35-yard line. Red Flash opened up a 21-0 advantage. Monmouth with their only points coming via the foot of Eric Spillane from 46 yards out. Defense has been pretty good today, giving up just 7 points. Going back deep, two men in red jerseys, Anthony Abide and Kyle Harbridge. Santangelo, good charge into this football. Harbridge will field it and then take a step out of the back part of his end zone. It'll be a touchback and come out to the 25-yard line where it'll be first and 10 for St. Francis. Just getting underway here, quarter number three. Monmouth trying to get themselves back into this football game. They do have a three-game winning streak coming into this one, trying to get above the 500 mark for the first time this year.
Matt, taking a look at some of these first half statistics, the Monmouth defense, which is on the field now, did a good job. In the 30 plays that the Red Flash ran, they only allowed 122 yards, including 56 on the ground. They kept Kyle Harbridge in check, 10 carries, 32 yards.
Max Ward on to make it first down and 10. It'll be Harbridge to get the carry off the right side. We'll pick up a little bit more than 5 out over the 30 to about the 31-yard line to make it second down and 4.
Kind of the big shockers, at least number-wise, the two I'm going to circle. Offensively for Monmouth, 1 of 9 on third down. They were much better these last three games, all wins. The other one, the alarming 4 of 14 with an interception for Brandon Hill. But right now, this Monmouth 11 on the field, the defense has done a very good job. They'll try to get the ball back to this offense.
Second down and 4. Harbridge will go in motion. The give will be up the middle. This is Bowman to get the carry and out to the 30. That's going to be enough for a first down. So the defense looking for a quick three and out, of which they will not get. Will now work with the ball at the St. Francis 35-yard line. Minute gone by here in the third quarter. 21-3 the score.
Matt mentioned in the first half, Joe Johnson missed it due to a turf toe. Said he was questionable to return. He will not play in the second half.
The give is to Harbridge. This time off the right side. Breaks a tackle behind the line and gets forward for a gain of 3 out to the 38-yard line. Make it second and 7. Last stop by Simanowicz and Darnell Leslie. New package coming in here. Cole Bush, number 30. And Matt Valenzuela, the freshman tight end, will come back in here for St. Francis.
We see this team, again, content to huddle. They're not going to go fast. They're really not going to go fast now with them nursing an 18-point advantage.
Slot receiver combo off the left. Tight end wing set back to the right. Harbridge gets it. Runs off the right side. Taken down after about a 2-yard pickup to the 40-yard line. Make it third down and 5.
So now we get the first really big important play here in the second half. We talked about it during the halftime break. Can Monmouth get a stop, get off the field, and get the football back to their offense? Now you've got third and a long 5 for a team that doesn't throw it particularly well. The run is still in play here with Harbridge, but if they can get good pressure, they should get the football back.
Third down and 5. Trips this time set to the left side of the formation. Monmouth in the nickel. Ward wants to throw under pressure and throws it behind the receiver DeMunkus, which will send St. Francis into a punt situation, and the Monmouth offense getting set to come back on. One question I have is right now I do not see Brandon Hill, number 10, on the sideline for Monmouth, and I see Greg DePue gathered with his offensive mates on the Monmouth sideline to our left. I wonder if Hill, who was shaken up a little bit at the end part of the half, is not coming back into this game. Dreyer on for the punt. It will take a bounce at the 30 and roll inside and stop at the 25-yard line. And I believe it will be Greg DePue to come on and take snaps here for Monmouth.
Matt, I'm going to agree with you. Looking down on the sideline, I don't see 10. I do see some other quarterbacks, Charlie Vellis. I believe that's also Terrence Scanlon with the pennies on. And we know Hill took a shot at that end of the first half. So I'm going to go ahead and agree with you, and we see number 18 trotting onto the field.
DePue, who has seen action in one game, 5 of 8 for 96 yards, threw a touchdown pass, will come out now and try and bail Monmouth out of a 21-3 hole. Three wide receivers set, two left, one to the right. We'll give it off to Hayes, who started right, came back to the left. Stacked up at the 29-yard line. Host of red shirts in on that play. Make it second down and 6. We'll see if we can get word on the condition of Hill at some point. But at least for now, it looks like this is Greg DePue's game.
Played well in spot duty down at Liberty. Threw a touchdown pass to Zach Fable. Knows the offense.
Here's the give to Hayes again. Off the right side. Hit as he crosses the plane of the 30. Gets to the 32-yard line. Gain of 3. Make it second down and 3 coming up.
Really not a running threat. DePue is a drop back guy. Him and Hill are similar. DePue a bit of a thicker player. And again, knows this offense. And now we'll have to convert 3rd and 3 on his first series in the game.
6'4", 220-pound senior from Morris Plains, New Jersey. Went to Parsippany Hills High School. Third down situation. Quick throw to the outside. And another miscommunication. Threw it in between Davenport and Sumlin. And on a quick three and out here for MU, they will have to bring the punt team on.
Well, that wasn't even close. And that time, both receivers had their backs turned to the play, and the ball hit the ground in between them. So this offense still needs to figure it out. Again, they scored 35 points a week ago against a pretty good Robert Morris defense.
DeMunkus standing at his own 30-yard line. Pressure coming by Spillane, and they're able to get to him. The ball deflected, and it will bounce at the 45, actually take a good Monmouth roll, believe it or not, and be downed at about the St. Francis 39, all things considered, and what could have been disaster on a block kick. Spillane able to get a pretty good roll off of the deflection, and it'll be first down and 10 for St. Francis at their own 40-yard line.
Agreed, Matt. Could have been much worse. The other thing, Spillane has to get that ball off faster. Really took his time on that one, it seemed. And I don't know if the steps were more exaggerated or what the case was, but he allowed that red flash rush to really get up in him.
Wildcat look coming on. Capri Thompson, the backup quarterback, coming back on here. We saw this look once or twice with a couple of different players running the Wildcat quarterback spot on the direct snap. This time it'll be Thompson, the redshirt freshman. Three wide receiver set. Harbridge splits out as the wide man to the left. He will now motion across the formation. Fake to Harbridge off the right side. It will be Thompson who will pick up 3.5 yards to about the 44-yard line, where it will be second down and a long 6.
So we see, Matt, the different ways that St. Francis wants to run the football. They'll do power. They'll run pistol. They'll run wildcat. We've seen a handful of guys take snaps now, but it's all in the name of keeping the football on the ground, keeping the clock rolling, and continuing to nurse this 21-3 advantage.
Ward coming back on will give the ball to Harbridge off the right side. Able to squirt free and pick up good yardage to the 45, to the 40, and then chopped down with a late flag coming out inside of the Monmouth 40-yard line at about the 37. I believe this is going to be some kind of an illegal block on Terrell Smith.
The receiver downfield blocking, Matt, saw him kind of grab the jersey and twist a little bit, as I just did to you. I always like to let you know what the penalty is by doing it to you. And he got the Monmouth defensive back turned around. That should come back from the spot of the foul. I'll twist you again. Don't give me that look.
manhandled up in the box. Not something that was on my Saturday agenda here in Pennsylvania. Referee still hasn't given an indication as to what the actual infraction is. Where they're spotting the football, it would be hold, because it's from the spot. It's still enough for a first down because it took place so far down the field.
Do we not bother with a crowd mic or with a ref mic here at St. Francis?
Inside now of 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lead, as it's been for most of the day, big for the Red Flash. 21-3 is our score. Harbridge this time split to the left as the single back. Play action. Ward wanting to go downtown. He's got a man wide open but overthrows him. It was number 87, Terrell Smith, who had gotten past the coverage of Tevron Brandon. And it will bring up a second and 10.
That time we see the inaccuracy of the St. Francis quarterback come back to bite him a bit. Max Ward completes 52% of his passes. That one was open. Brandon beat on the play, but the overthrow keeps it at second down. We've seen him, Ward that is, do that a couple times in this game early on, and here with 9:35 to go in the third.
Second and 10, offset I formation set to the left here. The give will be to Harbridge right up the middle, hit at the line, and then driven down after about a one-yard pickup. Forward progress will make it third and 9. John Sikowski among those on the tackle with 9:20 to go here in the third quarter. Big third and long coming up. Monmouth will bring on Ira Zary and Darnell Leslie to partner on the outside ends with the defensive tackles. O'Hara will shift down at one. And looks like Eisenstadt at the other.
Yeah, this their pass rush package, Matt. And they'll bring them in right around 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10. So an obvious passing situation. But as we've seen with this team, you have to watch screen and draw to number 22.
Here comes that pressure. Heavy pressure. Screen set up. Harbridge makes the tackle, runs through. A stop, which might have been a loss on the play. Instead, a 10-11-yard pickup will give St. Francis a fresh set of downs. Monmouth came with pressure. Anthony McDonough off the end, and off of that end, they set the screen up, St. Francis did, and got to the Monmouth 37-yard line.
You figure with a team that runs it so well, you've got to expect that. You need to think screen draw, third and long near midfield. Monmouth played right into St. Francis's hands by bringing the blitz on that play.
Bowman and Harbridge into the game here. Harbridge gets the carry, and he's dropped in the backfield. One-yard loss as the hole closing down pretty quick. Andrew Jerzynski and Darnell Leslie among those in on the stop. Two-yard loss. Make it second and 12 for St. Francis. Inside now, 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Defense looking to make a big play and get the offense back on. MU needs points, and that starts here at least on this sequence with a defensive stop. Quarterback draw off the left side. Ward is rocked. Hit hard by Josh Szymanowicz and Tyler Thompson, who combine on the stop. Ward better check to make sure he knows where he is after that last tackle. No gain on the play. Make it third and 12.
Yeah, he looks a little shaky right now. He's wobbly a bit, and his jersey's all messed up after that hit. They went straight zone read. Harbridge got rocked in the middle of the line, and Ward really got the brunt of that as Thompson and O'Hara combined to just light him up.
Four wide receiver package set up. Two to either side for Ward. From the shotgun, gets the snap. Wants to throw. Looks off to his right. Has time, throws, he's got a man wide open. DeMunkus will make the catch and have a first down. Mama seemingly confused, at least on that coverage. Tevron Brandon, the closest man to it, but he's kind of looking around, I think almost saying, where was the underneath help?
Well, the linebackers were playing in kind of a soft mat umbrella zone across the field, watching crossing routes go in front of him, and DeMunkus just sat down and realized there was no one within 10 yards of him on a third down. That's inexcusable.
Big gain set up. at the Monmouth 26. St. Francis on first and 10. The give is to Harbridge, and he trips behind the line of scrimmage. It'll go as a one-yard loss, make it second and 11.
So we'll see now something that the last two series of downs we've seen. Monmouth do well, winning first and second down, slowing down Kyle Harbridge in the run game, slowing down the zone read. With the second and long, they need to play this to be ready for that third down play where we've seen them drop back into that zone and get picked apart by Max Ward. Now would be the down to blitz, second and 12, because you know on third and long, potentially, they're going to run some kind of slowdown play.
Second down here and long. Snap and the handoff going to Harbridge. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and brought down. O'Hara, Sikowski, Jerzynski, and Thompson all combined on that stop. Another one of these third and longs.
So the last time we saw the screen, we've seen the draw. And then when DeMunkus was able to sit down in that zone and stay open, he converted a third down. The red flash converting and staying on the field is what's kept them in this advantage.
Might be four down territory. This is within the range of Lance Giese, the kicker. Third and long. Ward hanging in the pocket, now steps up. It won't be a sack, but a small gain on the play. Irizarry able to get Ward on the backside. O'Hara slow to get up. He was involved on the tackle as well. Just about a two-yard pickup. Make it fourth down and 9. And it looks like Lance Giese will come on. The ball will be spotted at the 32. Make it a 42-yard attempt. Giese on the season, 5 of 7. He is 3 of 3 in this range and has a long of 47.
They're going to allow Monmouth with a substitution here as O'Hara trots off the field, favoring something with his left arm. And he might have got actually the raw end of the Anthony McDonough end of that play. He took out the quarterback and I think O'Hara, Matt.
So on 4th and 9, St. Francis looking here for 3 more up on the scoreboard. Holder is Matt Camaletti from the left hash mark. Giese, a right-footed kicker. Low snap, good hold, the kick is blocked. Scramble to pick it up. It'll be Monmouth football nonetheless. And the Hawks coming through with a special teams play, much needed special teams play with 4:22 to go. And the red flash up by 18, but on the block, Monmouth will set themselves up in great field position. Hawks will have it first and 10 from their own 46-yard line.
And Matt, momentum right there. That's what they need. St. Francis with a long drive that ends up in no points. So credit this defense that has only given up 7 points technically and now has blocked a punt as DePue will lead the offense back out.
Second set of downs here for Greg DePue. Davenport and Sterling splitting the field. One to either side. DePue snaps the hands together, gets the snap, gives off to Asante. Asante running hard off the right side, tripped up in St. Francis territory, close to a first down. And it will be a first down on a 10-yard pickup.
So maybe with this Monmouth passing attack, Matt, reduced to not very much, it's going to be up to the ground game. Can these two backs bring MU back?
Well, it will have to start with the offensive line, which has not had the best of days so far. Sterling and Davenport. Combo off the left. Asante gets the carry to the 40-yard line on a gain of 4 to make it 2nd and 7.
I think I lost something.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find my pen.
Did you need to just borrow one? Would that help you? Or?
I don't want to bother you. You're so busy.
Too late for that. Should have asked me that question 4 years ago.
Wow.
On 2nd and 6. Only kidding, buddy. Offset eye formation sent to the left. Split wide receiver set. Mike McLafferty at the tight end spot. Plays getting re-signaled from the sideline. DePue, the backup quarterback, trying to lead Monmouth back into this football game. Low snap. Sterling will make the catch on a little play action. He's going to have a first down. Spun down to the 30-yard line by Daquan Minter. And the chains will move again.
And that, Matt, may be all the coaching staff needs Greg DePue to do. move the ball, keep things loose at the line of scrimmage, make sure the linebackers can't play right on top of you, and just get enough through the air that you can allow these backs to do their damage.
First down and 10 from the St. Francis 30-yard line. The offense, which has struggled all day within range here, maybe getting their first touchdown of the day. Asante and Depew taking a long time figuring out where either should be. KB will get the carry this time off the left side. Able to cut back, get yards coming to the right. Tripped up to the 25, falling forward to the 24-yard line. That is a gain of 6. Make it second down and 4 now for Monmouth.
Could zip right now to the offense, Matt, and maybe what they need to do is change tempo. Maybe now what they're doing is they're going with check with me. They're going to look over to Coach Van Zyl and get the official call with the two other backup quarterbacks. But maybe look to get St. Francis out of sync. Go a little quicker in between plays.
Asante to the left now of Depew. Outside zone this time, KB hit at the 20, taken down by Jake DeMetal. That's a 4-yard pickup. Going to be enough for the first down. Asante going to come out, and Hayes will come back in.
Good work there by KB, couple of first down carries. And he's got Monmouth right on the outside of that red zone, trailing 21-3. And this game quickly ticking down towards the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, just about 90 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Monmouth trying to slice into an 18-point advantage for the Red Flash. Five-man front for St. Francis. Depew, play action. Looking to go to the end zone. Wanting Fable. Tripped up with DeMetal. Incidental contact as just feet coming together. That's not going to get you a flag. With a minute 24 left here in the third, make it second and 10 for the Hawks.
Those two converted that same play against Liberty a few weeks ago. That Fable wheel route out of the backfield. And Depew was able to find him. This time, good coverage. DeMetal short. Had deep safety help as well to force the incompletion.
Sterling this time as the near side wide receiver. Davenport up top to the left. Fable three-point stance to the left is the tight end. Morrow, the H-back, goes from left to right, resets himself. Here's the give to Hayes. In the backfield and dropped. Bishop Neal on the backside outside linebacker blitz will make the tackle for a one-yard loss. Make it third and 11.
Listed as a linebacker, Matt, but he's 5'11", 190. He's just a football player. A good player that plays near the line of scrimmage, can cover tight ends, and now is forced a third and long with under a minute to go. And as much as a field goal would help, MU really needs 7.
I agree. You got to try and get this to within a two-score game if you can. Third and 11. Trip set. Richard, Sterling, and Phillips. Bunch package off the right side. Davenport single man up top to the left. Big third down here for Depew. Hangs in the pocket. Now in trouble. Going to step up and run. He's going to have the first down. Lowers the shoulder at the 10. Get down to the 9. Good recognition by Depew, who, as Eddie told you in the scouting report, definitely not a running quarterback, but didn't have anything down the field. Chose not to rush anything. Tucked it. Run. And gets 12 yards for a much-needed MU first down.
Can you just communicate to him to slide? I don't like when he kind of dives at the ground head first, but big yardage there to keep this drive alive.
First and goal now for the Hawks. Six-man front for St. Francis. Hayes gets it running left. And again, it's Bishop Neal to make the tackle. He's wreaking havoc from the backside. And that'll take us to the end of the third quarter. 1 yard pickup. It'll be second and goal from the 8 when we come back. Timeout taken on the field. We take a break as well. Three quarters in the books here from the Pine Bowl. We're back in 30 seconds with the start of the 4th. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.